This is the Sullivan Tire Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Another Patriots.com roster report podcast, Paul, and this one,
the first one,
is the one where the rubber meets the road.
Absolutely.
In terms of transactions. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot to talk about this week.
But
in
still,
our first
very happy to invite Sullivan Tire
segment
on board.
I'll be sure to stop by when I need new tires. Sullivan cool. Tires. Love them. Never for used them before, but I love them.
For all of your tire needs.
Do they have them for my tractor, my lawn tractor? I do have one that goes flat a little bit on that.
I don't know, but it didn't take us long to spiral off access.
Not a lot of moves this week. Not a lot of excitement. I'll start with the main news of the week. No, Brian Waters is not on the Patriots. I haven't seen him. He's not in the locker room. He doesn't have a nameplate anymore. So can we move on?
We don't need to spend any time, Andy, but just a yes or no answer. Do we see him this year?
No.
Okay.
I've thought no for a long time now.
I agree.
I'm okay with it. But they do have a practice squad transaction this week. September the 12th. They signed Kyle Quarles, who spells his first name C-Y-H-L.
Kyle.
Went to Wake Forest, rookie free agent with the Ravens this summer until he was cut. He is a safety? He's
yes.
A safety, right?
Yes.
6'3", 212, sort of in that big mold of the Tavon Wilson, Tank Williams. Tavon and T.W.? Jumbo safeties that Bill likes, those tweeners for the money spot in the linebacker roles, and that's all I know about him.
Andy Hunt wrote about Tavon Wilson, if you can't tell this week.
50 games at Wake Forest, though, is relatively impressive. I mean, that's a big-time football school. You play 50 games, not bad. 239 tackles, 2 interceptions, 6 passes defense, 2 forced fumbles, and 1 fumble recovery in his career there. Unfortunately for him to join the practice squad, somebody had to go. And this is a guy that I root for. I like him.
I do, too.
Alex Silvestro, the tight end, former the defensive end, who's been in New England for the better part of the last year plus. And we all, I think, rooted for in the preseason for him to catch passes as a converted tight end. He's no longer on the practice squad. But you know what? He could be back.
I would not be surprised.
Does he still have a locker? Does he have a nameplate?
To play along with that and why we think he's a guy worth rooting for. Monday night, Gerard Mayo had a charity event, the Mayo Bowl. Alex Silvestro was on hand to be with his teammates despite the fact that he was no longer on the team.
Good guy.
In any capacity.
Everybody should root for him. Root for him to get a job here or elsewhere. Beyond that, no other moves this week. So we will look at the injury report as we always do because that obviously has a bearing on the day of game inactives as we head into Sunday. Interesting, before I even get to the injuries, that last week the only two guys who didn't play after suiting up, Paul, were obviously Ryan Mallett, the backup quarterback, and Greg Salas, the wide receiver. Do you think that could or would change soon or moving forward, and is it solely based on him learning the offense? Is it going to be an injury thing? What does he need to do to step on the football field?
Well, I think it's probably a combination of factors. Game plan would be one.
Thanks, Bill.
Well, I mean, we talked a lot this week on PFW in Progress about Wes Welker and his diminished role. Well, if Wes Welker didn't have a full-time role, I don't really see why you need to go down to Greg Salas on the depth chart. No disrespect to Greg. He's been here a week and a half. You know, I mean, why are you looking to get a fourth receiver, fifth receiver type in the game who may or may not be up to speed with the offense completely at this stage when you're real stalwart in the passing game the last several years, really had kind of a bit role in the game. So if they decide, well, this week they're going to spread it out with a lot of four receiver sets and they're going to throw the ball a little bit more often than they did last week, then I would expect to see Salas get some time. If not, if it's more like last week with a lot of multiple tight end sets and maybe a little bit more accentuating the running game, then I don't think he'll play.
Another guy who was inactive last week was my guy, Justin Francis. Won the Dirty Show Player of the Week, has the belt, the wrestling belt in his locker this week, very proud of it. Said he wants to keep it there all year. Do you think he's a guy that is simply has to wait for an injury, or could game plan-related issues allow him to get on the football
field? He's another one of those really likable guys. You talk to him and just has that personality, and you see everything he does seems to be at full speed.
Yep.
You know, he's like always moving. He's constant motion. Another guy you root for. I think that he will before too long. You know, these things always happen. You know, there's attrition that comes. Right now the Patriots are probably a pretty healthy team, and you know, compared to a lot of other teams.
Full attendance on the practice field.
They had everybody on the practice field. A lot of guys were limited, and I know you'll go over that. But at some point, that's going to change. We know that. And I would expect to see Justin Francis get some opportunities. And I really liked – you had a short conversation with him yesterday about that Dirty Show team and just how much he embraced it. He loves the fact that he got that belt. And his goal is to get that belt every week.
Well, there's no doubt he is a guy that understands how fortunate he is to be in the NFL, be a New England Patriot, be playing football and getting paid for it. And I think that's endearing. I think that's the kind of guy you root for. But I do think he has a future. I don't think he's
just
2 years on the practice squad Rudy guy and then you move along. And you actually wrote about this week, Jermaine Cunningham rushing from the inside. And I joked to you, well, now they need the fourth guy to put together their own NASCAR
set. Maybe it's our boy Francis.
Maybe Justin Francis could develop into that guy and get some opportunities in there. You know, Jake Beckett has been inactive. He doesn't seem like he's really lighting the world on fire, so maybe Francis can slide into something like that. But to get to the injury report, Patriots, as we said, had full attendance at practice with at least limited participation for everyone. Dan Conley sat out on Wednesday with the head injury, left last week's games, but was back on the practice field Thursday for limited participation. Other guys with limited participation, Alphonso Denard, the hamstring guy, Daniel Fells with a shin injury, oh, no, that wasn't Fells we saw in the locker room say. That was Vicente Shenko, right?
Correct. I was wondering,
I was confusing it for a second.
What the point was indicating.
Nick McDonald with a shoulder injury. Sterling Moore with a knee injury. Shane Vereen with a foot injury, who hadn't practiced since getting hurt in the preseason, had been out for a little while. Limited participation. And Sebastian Vollmer, limited participation. And the last guy on the injury report, full participation, Patrick Chung. But before we wrap this up, Vollmer's a guy. Are we assuming that his rotational reps with Marcus Cannon in the opener were simply about he only played 9 preseason reps, got to play into shape? Or is there going to be any sort of management with him due to the fact that he has a back issue that's been recurring? Could we see that, you know, he kind of, you know, a defensive replacement late in the game in baseball to kind of take the wear and tear off a guy? Do you think could happen?
The fact that Cannon, I think, performed much better in that game might lead Belichick. I think, personally, it was strictly a Vollmer's not ready for full-time duty thing on Sunday. Now, maybe Cannon, A, earned some time, and B, allowed Belichick to think that way, that you just said. You know, listen, the more we can keep Vollmer's reps down, the better chances we have of keeping him healthy throughout the full 16. So, probably something worth watching, but my guess is that as Vollmer continues to play, you'll see less of that with Cannon, because I think Vollmer's a full-time player.
Final roster note of the week, not really roster-related, but more tryout-related. Patriots hosted 8 players reportedly for workouts. Biggest names included a couple quarterbacks, former Colts quarterback Curtis Painter and former Cowboys passer Stephen McGee. On the Painter situation or the McGee, do you think there is they are on the lookout for a third quarterback, whether it be on the roster or a developmental practice squad, or are these simply updating files of player personnel department?
No, I think it's the former. I think that they're looking for a practice squad type guy, and I think you know, a really athletic player like Stephen McGee, who's a quarterback also, that's a great special teamer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of like Isaiah Stanback a couple years ago. A guy could do so many different things. Stephen McGee is that kind of a player. But I think they'd like to get a third quarterback in the program.
So just to recap, Kyle Quarles, that's C-H-Y-L.
No, Kyle.
No, yeah, C-Y-H-L. Kyle Quarles, now a member of the practice squad, a big-bodied safety. Old friend Alex Silvestro, no longer a member of the practice squad. And the Patriots had all their players on the practice field this week, some in limited participation, including Dan Conley, who's recovering from the head injury.
Who Belichick said today is day-to-day and doing better.
Oh, good. That's very. We'll hold him to that day-to-day.
Absolutely.
Until next week, he's Paul Perillo. I'm Andy Hart. Thank you again for joining us on this Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Peace out.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available in over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.